Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome you all aboard this Wednesday on Girls Talk Radio. I'm a little technical here, but we're going to try to get through it. At this time here, first of all, if anyone can hear me, just raise your hand or whatever. Just let me know if I'm making some communication. Let's see. Okay. 5041. Your mic is open.
I got you, Chris. It's G. I can hear you.
Okay, G. All right. How's it going, man?
Good. It's chilling.
Okay. Man, you all excited about this weekend coming up? Are you going to be able to make the Mile Rock race? Or?
Nah, I got to work, man. I'm not doing much this year. Me and Coop pretty much took almost a whole year off from everything as far as racing. I've just been going to the Rockingham stuff and, you know, continuing the financial support for, you know, Rockingham After Dark Underground through me and Coop. But other than that, I haven't done any traveling. I've been to Georgia several times. I'll be back out next year, though, play around.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Okay. I know you've been kind of quiet lately. The last time I... Provision you was at that rock race.
I had the last Grudge Fest, Dano's last Grudge Fest. I wanted to go. I couldn't. It was my daughter's second birthday. So that's a little more important. And, you know, we all cool and all. That's a little more important than hanging out with y'all. And the weekend before that was the My Rock race. I had to work so I could have the weekend off, you know, for my daughter's birthday. So...
Okay.
I had to take one for the team, man, and work and hang out around the house. I'll be at the last My Rock race though.
Oh, okay.
And I might even ride down to Georgia next month, man, on the 13th. I might even ride down there just to see what's going on.
Okay. What?
You reckon that? I don't think there's gonna be everybody's talking about going to the Manufacturers Cup and this, that, and the other. I don't know that I'm going to go to the Manufacturers Cup other than to, you know, to support Richard on our pro mod and stuff like that. But, I mean, I don't think there's going to be much Grudge racing at the Manufacturers Cup. Would you agree?
Oh, well, I've heard a lot of guys from out of town talking about going over there. I don't, when I asked them, you know, what are they talking about going over to running the classes or what they going to do Grudge. And so majority of them are like, man, we're going to Grudge. So,
the problem that I've always seen, though, is, you go to the cup race thinking you're going to Grudge, and they push you to the back, and you never really get much time. Remember, I mean, you go to Manufacturers Cup race, that's all about class racing.
Right.
So, you know, Grudge guys don't get much love. You better have your races set up and squared away and before you get there and be able to run off the trailer.
I got you.
I've been listening to your Grudge Talk Radio. I haven't really been talking much the last several weeks. I've just been listening. I wasn't going to talk tonight, but I didn't know if anybody was on. I heard you say you needed somebody to validate that you were even on.
Right.
Tackle Box has just sent me a text message and asked for you to open his line. So okay. You can go ahead and mute me back, Chris. I hope all is well with you, man. You got my number. If you need me, holler at me. And I'm just going to sit back in the cut and listen tonight.
Okay, let me see if I can find. Okay. Tackle Box. Your mic should be on mute.
Can you hear me, Chris?
I can hear you.
G Wiz is a chump. What the hell's going on?
Oh, not too much, man. What's going on with you guys?
Not much. Trying to see if Randy's going to make up his mind, you know, if he's going to chance the rain or if we're going to come down there. But I went ahead and told him that I'd rather just go down there to where there's no chance of rain and, you know, we can meet up with the North another time.
Okay.
Now, you did say that who all is going to be there? Like, I know Leonidas is going to be there. Anxiety Attack, Jeffro.
I don't know about Jeffro. I hadn't gotten confirmation back from Jeffro yet for his Jeffro, but I know all pretty much the Georgia guys. I've talked to a few Alabama guys too, and knowing the guys from Mississippi. Well, come on, all of the Florida guys should be up there probably. I don't know about South Carolina. I guess that's a kind of toss up with them too, for us with the weather, which direction they want to go. So.
Yeah.
I'm hoping a few come on tonight and kind of chime in. You know, at least say something. Yeah, and they'll kind of give you a general idea about, you know, which direction everybody's going. Because I think now it's kind of like a toss up.
Whether we go up there or we come down there, we're causing a scene somewhere.
Oh, hell. Oh, y'all don't have me on mute.
No, we got that.
No, I hear you.
I your phone, actually, because I figured you wanted to say something.
Yeah, see, I can't even talk shit now.
No, I'm not going to talk no junk, man. I'm listening. I've been a good boy. I've been a good boy lately.
I ain't going to lie. I've been so damn busy, I forgot about the Grudge Radio. Matter of fact, I forgot about it until Wiz had said something.
Let's talk about which bike are you all planning on taking with you either way you go. I mean, the Cadillac bike and the cocaine bike, or?
Yeah.
Both of them motherfuckers are turtles.
Yeah. So
both
they look good.
Low.
If all goes well, I know if we come down to you, we're going to bring Sinister, Runts, Caddy, Cocaine, and then the black bike. We don't even have a name for it yet, but so we should have plenty to choose from.
Okay. Because I know it was a lot of plastic bikes over there from the previous races I've been to over. Then I don't know if they will step up to the plate. But I know with that cocaine bike and that Cadillac bike, man, you ought to get plenty of haters if the race from Alabama hadn't scared them.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, if Randy does decide to go to Twigs, that we're going to run cocaine against Leo.
That's what I was going to say. Man, get the fuck out of here.
What do you mean?
I'm saying I don't. Look, I'm trying to figure out where that bike's at. Everybody's hemming and hawing about it, this, that, and the other, but hell, huh?
Nah, they're going to be there.
Oh, hell, he was going to be at the last fucking race in Georgia, too, to run Custom Cuts, remember?
Well,
remember
they were
that?
They were talking about after Randy made his decision locking up, so I guess
he said he was going to lock up with Johnny, too, 4 or 5 times. Man, don't get me started on that shit.
Well, I know, that's a whole different. A whole different scenario. We're nowhere near.
Ain't no whole different scenario. It's the same shit. A promise to lock in to hype up a race, and then fucking something goes wrong. Hell, somebody threatened to kill motherfucking Jarrett if he came up there. How fucking convenient was that?
Yeah, well, that's true.
We didn't. Hey, and let me ask you this. We never heard about Leonidas making Shakedown number one or anybody seeing the motherfucking trailer that some bitch rolled up in, did we?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But it don't matter. I mean, hell. You know, fuck, Scott said that Kobe and goddamn Johnny conspiring to steal his fucking combination now.
Yeah, I saw that on there.
I wish Scott would just let Devin talk, man. Devin's got more sense about himself than Scott does.
Now, is Devin's his son, right?
Yes, Devin's the cool one. He's the one that's got good sense.
Okay. I haven't met either one of them.
Person to person, man. Scott's not a bad dude. He just gets that motherfucking King Leo mentality when you're talking on the computer to him, man, and he just, I don't know. Tough
well,
to deal with.
Computer and taking actions is two totally different fucking things. I know that. I mean, you know, we know we can't win them all, and we know we're nowhere near the fastest, but, you know, we didn't build the shit to fucking look at it.
So, Chris, let me ask you this, man. How's your grudge talk been doing? Are you seeing more of a migration of the North Carolina or East Coast people aren't calling as much, and now a lot of your Southern guys are calling, or are you seeing all your total numbers down, or are they up? Are you still getting participation from everybody, or what are you seeing here in your demographics?
We're actually getting a lot of participation from all around. I mean, even from California, Arizona, all over the place. Mainly the East Coast guys are kind of, you know, leading for us with the number of calls for the out-of-town wise for, you know, I'm just saying more to the people that are participating for us, communicating stuff are from, well, I shouldn't say just the East Coast, but more toward the Carolina, Florida, maybe Georgia area. Now, we do have Alabama and Mississippi guys on there, but a lot of them don't really do a whole lot of talking, but majority of them, you know, are coming from the East Coast.
Well, I noticed the last several weeks, I've been listening. I haven't said anything. Hadn't even really chimed in. Just listen. I listened to the thing on the way home from work on Thursdays, man. And I haven't really recognized many people who were talking.
Right.
You know, I think I missed last week. Last one I was on was when Grip was on, promoting Grip's
right.
race.
Right.
But, I did, you know, several weeks I haven't heard many people that I know own Grudge Talk Radio. That's why I was
right.
asking what the demographics look like here lately.
A lot of them are on there, but they don't really say anything. I think it's just more of a listening thing until you kind of ring one of them bell or something, and then that's when, you know, they kind of check. But lately we've been having a lot of newcomers coming on, like a lot of guys, for instance, last week was on saying that they was doing a lot of street racing, but now they kind of heard about this little show and they came on board and kind of want to get into the grudge racing scene. And so
right.
I was kind of giving one or two of those guys, you know, props for coming off the street, you know, wanting to do something on the track for this girls' race.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So I think it was actually about two or three guys came on and said this. At first, they wanted to get into the girls' racing scene. I think a few weeks ago we had another guy that was from, man, I forgot exactly what state it was, but it wasn't one of the real big grudge stakes like, you know, the East Coast or down in the South somewhere, but he had chimed on too. But yeah, so it has its ups and downs, but lately the calls for us with the number that's been coming in have been kind of like last week was real mellow. I think it wasn't a whole lot of people communicating, but it was a lot of people listening. So
Right.
I think
Cuz is still a regular visitor, huh?
Yeah, he was a regular visitor. He came on. I think he said he has changed his name too to something else now.
I tried to call him a while ago and couldn't get him on the phone.
He texted me whenever I texted him. Like, he'll text me back because I was trying to get him to do something. I was trying to get him to do something down there, and he's pretty much just saying that he just wants to do it at Valdosta, I guess, because it's the quarter mile, which it really ain't going to matter. I'm still going to beat his ass either way, but he's a fan.
Right. I don't even think his bike is back up yet.
I think his bike is still up here at Dan's. I don't know for a fact, but I think his bike's still up here at Dan's. But that's one of the reasons. If he's on here, I wish he'd chime in. I hadn't talked to him in a while, and we got all our beef squashed. And I'm just kind of curious. He said he had his bike sold.
Okay, ho, we may be able to locate him here. Let's see. This one, I think your mic is unmuted.
Hello?
What up, Jared?
What's going on, guys?
Man, I just tried to call you.
Oh, man, I didn't get that call. I mean, you got the short number. I don't answer private calls. I mean, but I heard you say something to the effect of my bike's still in North Carolina. Yeah, it's still up there. It's going to get brought down the week of the race, so it will be ready to take on Tackle Box, and we'll see.
Oh, yeah. We're
going to
get there.
I thought you sold it, Jared.
You know what? Wow. Wow, I mean, that deal, I mean, they just backed out on me. I still got the bike. We ready. I mean, that's a past story. That's something old. Let's talk about that's old. Y'all ought to know me by now. Don't listen to that. That's not... But I gave you what you want. I gave you what you wanted. I gave you a race, so you got to win.
You gave who a race?
I gave y'all a race. I mean, I own whatever I said. You know, my camp gave y'all a race in North Carolina, so y'all got what y'all wanted.
I heard, man, and I hated I didn't even get the chance to make it, neither, man.
To make it where?
I didn't even come to the track, man. I wasn't even there.
Oh.
Remember, I talked to you and told you I couldn't come. It's my little girl's birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So, what's been going on? I just chimed in. So, what's the topic?
Well, I got a good one, but before we go to it, we got one more caller here with the hands off. We're going to let him entertain. This is 3494. Your mic is on mute.
What's up, y'all? It's Mr. 750.
What's going on, sir? I like the way you said my name correctly. Yeah, I am the new Custom X coming to you live. Yes, I want you to call me.
I'm looking forward to the fight Saturday, man.
Well, I'm gonna try to make it up there. I'm not gonna make no promises. I'm gonna try.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, come on now. I mean, I wanted some from one of the best out there. You gonna leave me?
Like
y'all,
I said.
Y'all supposed to have the diapers and the baby powder. I mean, what's going on?
No, I just, I got a lot of stuff going on. You know, I got to run up to North Carolina and check on my baby and make sure he okay. You know, I'm doing a lot of ripping and running now, you know. I'm getting ready for the cup race. I got to race Chris Moore, so these last two races that I'm going to do is real big for me. I got to make my mark. I feel like I'm going to be grudging.
What's the last two races you're doing, Jared?
Tackle Box, Lil C, and then at the cup race, I'm doing Chris Moore. He's gonna bring that 1,000 back down from Texas and try to run me again.
That's the last race you're going to do?
The last two races, yeah. The cup race is going to be the last race I do for the year. And that's
it. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what races are you running at the cup race?
Chris Moore, the only one that really called me out when I was in Carolina last time. So, I mean, other than that, if somebody else want to get in line, it's cool. I mean, y'all going to be coming to Georgia to bat off this, so I'm open for whatever.
I thought you had an agenda.
Yeah, I got an agenda, but that guy on. Is that guy still alive? I heard he got fired off of T.T. Jones' bike, and I ain't heard nothing else from him. So you tell me. I mean, but are y'all coming to the cup race?
I'm coming.
Y'all bringing anything, you think?
ProMod, that's about it.
ProMod?
Yeah, man, oh. That's not all we bringing.
This Wiz. What's up, Wiz? Man, I thought you, I don't know why I thought you was possible, man. God.
Oh, hell.
Oh, man, what's going on, Wiz?
Man, he's going to hell.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know why I thought you was fine. Yeah, you've been gone for a while.
I've been quiet.
Yeah, how Cook doing?
He's straight, man. Yeah, well, you know the deal.
Yeah.
Everything's straight. I'll talk to you later about that.
Okay. Have y'all got that ZX10 ready?
Not yet. But you do know it's coming back, right?
Yeah, I mean, Jock remind me every week that bike coming back, but I ain't seen nothing.
I don't think we're still waiting on a couple of pieces. I don't think we be fucking with Caesar.
No, he came through the shop. I'd say a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about it. I don't know. He talking about bringing it out, but man, the competition got stiff out there now.
I don't know. It'd be all right.
Yeah. Well, Tackle Box on today.
Yeah, Tackle Box here.
Tackle Box, you got your ears on? I guess not.
He might have hung up.
He's still on. Oh, he's still on? Okay, yeah. I really want to make it to the race this weekend, but I'm pretty sure I can. It's been about 45 minutes away from me, so I'm pretty sure I can shuffle some stuff around and make it, but I just don't want to make no calls right now.
So which one of y'all was bringing the diapers and which one was bringing the baby powder?
Hey, I'm going to tell you, just watch what I tell you. Though. When you look up, I may be standing behind you. So watch what you ask for.
Hey, man, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm in my learning stages right now. Now, next season might be a different story.
Who am I speaking with? I didn't get your name. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Desmond. Mr. 750, a.k.a. Country.
Oh.
I was bagging on me last week. Yeah, talking about people, you know what I mean? Got asked for some advice on YouTube, and then y'all said y'all were going to bring the baby powder and the powerful for dice or whatever.
Oh, okay. The youngster, the G. Okay,
yeah,
okay, all right.
What?
Okay, well, 750. Luckily, I may have something for you. I mean, you know, I'm going to come up there and show you a couple of things. I will show you a couple of things. I'm going to try to make it up there, put it like that. Try to make it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get as much advice as I can, you know?
Yeah. Hey, G, we'll stay away from Youngsville up there now. I don't want you around, nowhere around Dan. yeah, stay away from Dan's house.
I heard y'all got my homeboy. Y'all let my homeboy's outlaw get beat up there this past weekend.
What?
That outlaw that Procopio was riding.
The one with the tail sticking up?
Yeah. Ain't that
man,
fast?
Come on. Yeah, come on. You talking about a rap old bike?
That's, but didn't fat. Whose bike was that you rode?
I rode the one, but no, that wasn't, what's the name? Like,
The one that you rode is the one that Bernard used to ride.
Right.
That's Fats' old bike. That's one of our customers' old bikes.
But that wasn't, what's his name that set the record? The white guy. He rides Pro Mart now.
Mac McAdams or Robbie? Ronnie.
Ronnie. No, not Ronnie. It's another dude. Dan called the name. But anyway, we left his bike in Dan's shop, and we brought Bernard's old bike, the one Bernard used to ride, and Ralph's old bike.
That's Fats' bike. The one that you rode was Bernard's Fats' bike.
Right, because
Ralph Madreno. Ralph Madreno is the one that Ronnie rode.
So he got beat the weekend?
No, y'all got beat up there, didn't you? Didn't Stormtrooper outrun y'all?
Not with Ralph's bike. I mean, that was with Fat bike.
Ronnie Rhodes. So that no, that was Ronnie. Didn't Ronnie ride Ralph's bike against Stormtrooper?
No, no. See, he was testing that bike all day. I was on the black motorcycle. So what
right.
Ronnie did, they wanted to, I guess they had to show the time to the Saudis or whatever. They wanted Ronnie on the bike. So
right.
Ronnie got on the bike I was riding, and when we pulled to the staging lane, that's when they called us out. So I was like, bump it, better 1,000. So Dan kind of took a little timing where he put some timing in it on the other end, and that's when the bike came up. It was staying on the ground all day with me, running good numbers.
Right.
You know, but hey, I'm going to tell you, they wouldn't have got by Ralph's bike. I mean, that bike was
that's
running
why I was
all
wondering.
Day.
That's why I was wondering. That bike should go over there with no rules, man. That bike ought to go since 90s.
Oh, man. Boy. I'm telling you, they would have had a bad day if they would have caught us on that Burgundy bike. But I'm going to tell you something. Dan told me that was a coupe motor on there. He really didn't know what was in it. So we was like in the blind, but the bike ran real good.
Right.
Ran real good. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, we were just, I'm not going to let nobody back me down. We was in the staging lane. They say I won't run nobody. They said, let's bet. And I bet it. It don't matter. That's my team. I mean, that was my first time meeting Ronnie. And, you know, it is what it is. Put it like that.
You're all right.
But, you know, it's a difference between grudge and pro mod and top deck.
That's right. That's exactly
you
right.
Know, I mean, I feel like I can handle money press better than a lot of those contingency riders. I mean, I feel like that. I mean, it's a difference when you got $4,000 or $5,000 on the line versus I'm running for a pot at the end of the day, $1,500.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
In ProMod and Outlaw and stuff, though, you're still running for that same amount of money. Just remember this. You tear your fucking shit up, you got to spend that amount of money to fix it. That's what you're looking at.
But who gonna, now, they had a topic on, Chris had brought up a topic last week about why the pot be so big and why we running for all kind of, you know, big amount of money. But now I really understand since I got on this next level of grudging far as with this bike. You can't afford to get out there and run for $500.
All right, let me, you know, Chris, can we talk about the pots again for just a minute? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, sure.
All right, listen, you bring up pots, and that was brought up in a conversation today, and I thought, you know, I put a topic up today, and it really wasn't, I wasn't pointing my finger at anybody in particular on Psychobite today, but people have made it out to be against certain people, and it hasn't been that. It was just asking for you to post your opinion. But the pot situation came up. Let me tell you guys something. All of the people who talk about the size of these pots, you can tell who really, honestly, and truly are just talking to be talking, I think, because if you ever notice, these pots, they might get big, but there's not but a couple people out here anymore that can bet their whole pot. So when you talk about running for gigantic money, people talk about how big these pots are and that's what's killing grudge racing and this, that, and the other. I personally, honestly, and truly, matter of fact, I did try to chime in on when Grit was on talking about this. The pots, I don't think, are the problem because you got to remember, Jarrett, when you came to Rockingham, I know what y'all were going to run for. You know what you were going to run for. I'm not going to put that out in the public. It's not nobody's business. However, you remember, you only had 1/6 of that pot with girls. You know what I'm saying? Remember that?
Yeah.
So for people to say that the pots are getting out of control, I don't agree with that. I don't believe that because if you tell me that we going to bet, you know, if I come to you and I got 5 people in my crew and each one of them want to bet 1, then that means I'm coming to you with 5, all right?
But,
and if you say, I can't run for 5, I've only got 3 people in my crew, I can only run for 3. God damn it, somebody's going to have to get shortchanged. It's my motherfucking motorcycle, and if I take the motherfucking top, I'll run for 3. Why won't I run for 3 when I only had 1 in it to start off with? So just because a pot may go to 10, 15, or 20, there's only 1 or 2 people out here that can cover their whole pot anymore. The pots are not what's breaking this grudge race.
No, but when you, okay, Now, when Johnny approached me up there at Rockingham, he said, do you want to run today? I said, no, man, we can't really tangle with you today. And I said, well, how much you want to run for? When he threw that number on me, I was like, dang, man, I mean, you know, you got to just
start somewhere. Yeah, but that's one of those people that I'm talking about. That's one of those people that can cover his whole pot right by his damn self. You see what I'm saying? And when you deal with someone like Johnny, and you deal with somebody like that, who Johnny is a different individual. I respect the shit out of Johnny because Johnny is going to make you pay to see what he's got. That's his line of thinking. Oh, you're going to pay to see how bad I'm going to beat you or how bad, you know, or how close to my times you are. That's what he looks at it as a business. Everybody else does it. You've only got the Johnnies, the Pigtails, the Brads, and a couple of people that can cover their whole pot out here. Most guys will run you. If you want to run for one, they'll run you for one.
Well, you know what, G-Wiz, I'm going to tell you like this. If he bring that motorcycle to the cup race, if he come to Georgia, GA down here, I can cover that doggone 15.
Yeah,
and I lock him in. I'm not gonna go to North Carolina with that kind of money like that.
I'm with you.
You know, but they try to automatically come off the top with that kind of number. Come on, man. Let's start at a reasonable number since I'm from out of town. I'm up there in your town. And let's run from there.
All right, so let me ask you this. A reasonable definition of reasonable to you might not be the definition of reasonable to me. All right? You got to remember, you know, we talk about pots killing grudge racing. Well, where I come from, them boys were running for 50 and 35, you know, back when, during the thriller in Montgomery. When we went to Montgomery, when I was with Max D, I mean, them boys were running for huge money.
Right.
So you can't say that the pots are killing grudge racing. Jared, and anybody who's listening, I'm not going to put any names out there, but there are guys still running for that kind of money on these fucking motorcycles.
Yeah, I'm in.
Huh?
Yeah.
So it's not the pot. It's really, I mean, there may be some underlying factors. It's not the pot that's killing grudge racing. It's people's pride. A lot of people's pride's in the way. Because I'm going to tell you straight up, Jared, I would run you on your bike for $1,000. That's me talking to you. That's putting my business out there. You know what I'm saying? I would run you for one. It's my motherfucking motorcycle. I can do with it what I want. I don't have to impress anybody. You know? But I don't feel the need to say I got to run for this amount of money. You know, if you tell me if I'm at the same racetrack you at, shit, and I'm already there, why not run it? You know, it doesn't have to be for anything just humongous. And some of the guys' pride just gets in the way. Man, I am a true believer that it's not the pot that's affecting graduates.
No, like you said, when you got your mechanic standing there, I'm going to tell you now, the only reason why I didn't run L's bike the time before last when I was up there, because I need my mechanic.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
I got to listen to somebody. If I don't listen to nobody else, I got to listen to him. When he told me, you know, just stay out of it, don't run, whatever, I got to listen to somebody. But he's not once told me not to run because the pot is, you know, 6 or 10 or 12.
No.
And I don't think, really, I don't think nobody out there, as far as operators, can mess with him, as far as with my bike. So whatever, whenever he told me, when I got ready to run Chris Moore, I said, Jared, what bike you going to run? I said, that little Burgundy 1000. He said, running right now. So, I mean, I got confidence in my machine, but when those guys start throwing big numbers, that's telling me, you really don't want to run me. Because you know I can't cover that pot that far away from home, so you really don't want to run me. So put the number way high. But when they come to Valdosta, just like I told Taco Boss, I'll cover whatever he got.
See, I don't know. Them cats, man, like I said, I've known them for a long time. I mean, I've known Johnny for a long time. And Johnny's just not going to come if something's not set up. You know, that's, you know, he would want everything locked in. He'd want a neutral party to hold the money. I mean, you know, a lock-in, and he'd want a fair amount of lock-in. I mean, but he would, you know, I honestly think he would come for less money than what you just said. But, you know, and I think the easiest person, if you want to try to do something with that, is just let me put you in contact with Richard. and let's get it set up for the cup race. Because, you know.
Yeah, what Richard got to do with, what Richard got to do, I thought Johnny was riding the bike.
No, Johnny's not gonna ride, no.
Yeah, I just about to say, because I'm in North Carolina, he needs to get off that beer belly. I was just about to tell you, he don't need to ride no motorcycle no more. And I ain't
well,
trying
let me, to I will tell you this. I was going to say, man, Johnny's not the type person, he's not the type person that'll ever say anything bad about you. But I will tell you, to keep it from going like it went with Leonidas, because it got personal with them.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, and I understand Johnny is heavy now. He's in the cars. He's not going to ride any more motorcycles. We'll just leave it at that. He's really the coolest person you ever want to meet and talk to, and real, you know, soft-spoken and very nice guy. He don't get into that shit talking.
To me, when he told me that number there in Carolina, it just seemed like he really didn't want to tangle with me. I ain't got no beef, but it's gonna be a beef when I get the bad offer. I didn't have no beef then, but I got one now. And I guarantee you, nobody know what's in this motor now. Nobody.
They weren't trying to buy a pot, I can tell you. I mean, and anybody who knows them knows they'll run. Even Scott will tell you, they'll run. Scott hates them, but even Scott will tell you, they'll run. So, I mean, nobody's going to try to buy a pot from you. I mean, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put Richard in contact with you and see what y'all can get together, man. That'd be a good race.
So Richard is he's the rider of Area 51.
It'll either be the nitrous bike, Caleb.
Yes.
Caleb.
Okay, well.
Richard rides their motorbike.
Okay, now which bike they going to stick on me if I decide to run them?
A nitrous bike.
Okay, so Caleb's going to ride.
That would be fair, wouldn't you say? Just a heads-up race. Fair. You race Caleb. Pro tree. Front tire to front tire. When the tree falls, y'all leave. The first man that gets to the end of the track wins.
Right. Okay. So who do I need to talk to get that?
I'll put you in contact with Richard, and Richard gets you in contact with him.
Okay. Because I'm pretty sure they're gonna be down at the cup race. I'm pretty sure.
Actually, I'm pretty sure they probably wouldn't. Because remember, that's what we were trying to do, was lock that race in with Leonidas there, and they wouldn't come without it being locked in.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that. But
look,
you know, that's something I'll put you in contact with Richard, and y'all can get that worked out. I mean, they're easy to get along with.
I really don't mind running. They come to my backyard.
What's up, Chris?
On that topic there, 1 second. We got two guys been on for a second, so I'm gonna give them the opportunity to introduce themselves. 0143, your mic is open, and 0726. Your mic is open, and I also want to introduce my co-host, Miss Erica. She should be on line too. Miss Erica, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Back up to 0726. Your mic is unmuted.
What's going on, Custom Cut?
Yes,
it's your Florida boy. This is Ethan Jason out of Florida here.
Florida boy. Now let me get this. Let me get this right with you now. It's Custom X, not Custom Cuts anymore.
No, that's
Custom
right.
X.
Hey, okay, Custom X. But I'm going to agree with you there. I'm going to agree with you, Custom X. I'm going to tell you something. When they want to bet that big money out there, you standing right there. And he was right there in his hometown. I was pissed off about that myself.
Thank you. Thank you.
He should have ran that ram. He should have run. And you know what? You know what? Everybody's flying on his job, and they need to get off of it. Bring Area 51 out. It's been all this in hot, and bring it out.
Yeah, that's here's my thoughts on that whole situation. When you foot the bill for it, you can tell that man what to do with his motorcycle. But until then, either bet with him or bet against him. It's just that simple.
Everybody
that's my thought.
Everybody putting bills. Bring it out.
When he brings it out, you'll know it.
Hey, let me tell you something. G ought to know what kind of money we had up there in North Carolina. I had to tell some of my boys to take money out the pot. They didn't think, not G, the other team, Dre and them, didn't think we would come up with $1,500. G know what we came up with. That pot could have got 12 or whatever. It could have came to whatever we wanted to. But I'm not going to say anything, but they had to get somebody on the outside to cover their whole pot. I'm not going to call no names. Dope fiend.
Let me say this. I'm not on anybody's job because I'm not part of Airtime Motorsports. I'm not part of Custom Cuts Motorsports. And if you ever see me at the track, I don't roll with anybody. I'm by my motherfucking self. All I'm doing is saying I grew up with those guys. I know how they operate. Richard Gasson is one of my really close friends, and he's an associate of their crew. I'll put you in contact with them, and you can race them. If they want to bet that money, that's their money. How they come at you is how they come at you. I'm not on nobody's team. So, let's put that out there to start off with.
Now, wouldn't it make sense to run for five twice than to run for 10 once? To me, I mean, to give the fans what they want to see. Let's do one run for five, then the next one for five, some get back.
But see, what you fail to understand is we're running into an evolutional cycle of the thinking of grudge racers. A lot of the thinking of grudge racers now are give a fan what they want to see. But a true grudge racer don't give a shit about a fan, bro. That's the problem. And that's where a lot of the old school guys come from when it comes to grudge racing. The Johnnies, the Shines, the old school Michael Phillips, the Chris Williamses, all of those guys, they don't fuck about no fan. A fan don't pay their bills.
Well, we need to go back to the street then. We need to go back to the street then because that's when I really don't care about what a person thinks about me when I'm on the street racing. We need to go back to the street. It's all about the people who's bringing the money to the track, the fans. They're just supporting me,
The people who's bringing – and I agree with that. I mean, I agree with that. But the people who's bringing the money – I mean, let me ask you this. Jared, if you could go to work during the day and cut one head and make $5,000 – or you'd have to cut five heads and make $5,000. Which would you rather do?
You know I'm going to do that one and go home.
You're damn right. I want to do half the work for the same amount of money.
Let me ask you this, G-Wiz. Let me ask you this here. See, you saying what's going wrong with grudge racing, then what's really going wrong with it is too much talking and not enough racing.
I agree with you.
And I'm going to tell you something. If I'm out here to make money, I'm going to make money any way I can. Money is there to be made. So if I want to run for 15 and a man can only come up with 10, let's go with it, baby.
So what you're telling me is you were standing there, and matter of fact, you just fucking mocked exactly what I said just a minute ago. But what you're telling me is when Johnny came up to Jarrett in Rockingham and threw out that number, he was like, man, that pissed me off. Right?
No, I'm just going to say, if you want to run, you want to run. But when somebody, because I done played that blue game for myself, you know, I set the price up real high like that because I know they can't cover it and I ain't got to run them.
But, all right, so hold on, Jared. Hold on. Let me make this point. That's what I'm saying. I understand what you're trying to say. I do. But if a man comes up to you and says, yo, Florida boy, I want to run you for $1 million, and you can't cover that, okay? But so what would you say? Well, I can't run you for that million, but what I can run you for is this, right? Ain't that how you would do it?
That's it.
All right, Jerry, did you do that when he offered you to run for that number? Or did you just say, nah, man, I can't run for that?
You know what? I said, no, I'm not going to sit there and money battle with somebody because some of them guys right there throw up a $2,000-$3,000 in the strip club. So me saying run me for $2,000 or $3,000 going to make me look like a girl.
That in and of itself is pride, and it's in the way because you don't know that they wouldn't run you for that. If I want to make 10 grand, I'm going to ask for all 10. I sell cars for a living. If I want to make 10,000 on a car, I'm going to ask for all 10,000. But if you tell me I can only make 7, you motherfucking right, I'm going to take that 7 and roll the fuck out.
You got to understand, I done followed Johnny Locklear a long time, and I know it'd be disrespect for me to step to that man, and he done called out 15, and me to say run for 2. I'm not even going to approach him like that.
And I can understand that line of thinking as well. But then again, you don't know that he wouldn't have said, okay, fuck it, just to do a race, we'll do it. You know, we testing anyway. But so, and I'm not saying that you're wrong for not doing that. But what I am saying is from the outsider Florida boy looking in, Now we know there's the whole story right there. He offered you to run for this ungodly amount of money, but you didn't counter. So therefore, you know, neither one of you are in the wrong. You know what I'm saying? He said what he would run for.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Like, if he would have countered, and then he would have backed out and said, no, I can't run for that, then it would have been a different story.
That's exactly right. That's all I'm saying, and I'm not taking up for anybody. I don't feel like either one of them are wrong. I'm just saying I think the negotiations broke down and never got finished.
Right, because I went to Possum's
camp. The communication wasn't there.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And I rolled around the camp, and I was like, Possum, you want to run today? He said, yeah. I said, what are we going to run for? He said, a bill. So I said, cool. I mean, that's straight with me. You know, that's showing me that you really want to beat me instead of break me. You know, it's all about the beating with me. It's not the breaking. I don't want to break nobody at the track. Because that money, I'm going to tell you, not once since I've been grudge racing, by the time I get home, I don't know what half of that money yet.
Right.
Because you know what? It's either probably going back up to North Carolina, or it's probably going to my pit crew. So I'm not in it to make money. I'm just in it for the wins and losses. That's it.
Yeah,
hey,
let me tell you something else, too, G. Is like I said, too. Okay, they got this bike and they got that bike. So they don't want to run nobody until they run this bike because they feel as though if I run anybody else and beat them, I'm not going to get another run.
All right, but have you looked at the internet lately?
Yeah.
All right, the internet lately saying they'll run all of them. You know what I'm saying? They're not holding back anymore because the waiting game is costing money. You build these motorcycles, and they're not worth a fuck. I mean, you asked Tacklebox. I told Tacklebox just a minute ago that when my bike comes back out, if I decide to bring it back out, if it runs a decent number, then I'm just going to run whoever I can because you got to get it while the getting's good.
I'm going to tell you who you better look out for. Now, Tacklebox slid by in Alabama.
I told Tacklebox that he was fucking beat. Mike, 205 Mike had that motherfucker so bad it didn't make no sense.
If Mike had Willie down there, it was all over.
Hey, I looked at the video and he had Tacklebox by a bike and a half at the 60.
I was right there at the line. He 205 Mike pulled him at least two out the hole.
That's your race right there, Jared.
Yeah, you know what? Y'all right, but one thing about it. Caesar is not going to come up. Caesar is not going to come up. That night, Dan told me, Dan tuned with gas and timing. Jeff tuned with nitrous.
Jeff is real aggressive.
Hey, he's real aggressive now.
I give the serial killer showed out in Alabama. Tell him to come to Valdosta then.
I'm telling you, I would lock in a race. It don't matter.
No. I'm just saying what happened in Alabama now. I'm just saying he impressed me in Alabama.
That bike impressed me more when it was genocide. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It impressed me more when it was genocide because it stayed on the ground.
But it still got the same tuner.
But now he's still on the ground when he raced the 1000 there now. When he's still in his back tire.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. Yeah, he's still got the same tuner, but it's something going on, man. I don't know. It's something going on.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, too. I think if Ricky hadn't red light, Jeffro, I think, would have put some on cocaine, too. All motorbikes gets a nitrous bike.
If y'all really knew what I know about cocaine, y'all are running with that little burgundy bike. But
man, I know that motherfucker's
not
a turtle.
that 60 foot, I guarantee you, that race when he did with Mike, I guarantee that 60 foot probably 136.
I know that motherfucker ain't what it's supposed to be.
Well, I
want to say something, man, because I'm getting ready to leave work. I'm probably going to mute my phone when I get in my truck to drive home. I do want to say something, though. Florida boy, I'm glad I got the opportunity to talk to you because now you know what I'm trying to say. I know a lot of times when we're on the computer, you can't tell what someone's trying to say or the inflection in their voice or things like that. So
you know, now you know exactly what I was trying to say. Not putting the blame on anybody, just sometimes the communication breaks down.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right, G-Wiz. And but we gonna be there on the we gonna make the 29th in Twigs because we got a bite back going out here in West Palm Beach on the 29th. But we'll be in Georgia on the 13th.
Ooh, whoa!
We'll definitely be there on the 13th.
And you coming with Frank and them, right?
Ooh.
You roll with Frank.
No, it's just me and my boy, the red one and the black one. We roll together.
Oh, okay.
2-1000.
Who's gonna ride y'all bike, Richard?
Yeah, either him or Ricky, whichever one be there.
Yeah, Richard, I need to talk with him. He need to get back on his game, man. He been in a slump a little while. I guess this is the time of the season, I guess.
Yeah, that's my boy. I know he'll be
all right. Yeah, but you know, a lot of times people put labels on people like they can't lose, but you know, he's just in a little slump, man. Yeah, he's just in a little slump.
Yeah, everybody can lose in a given. It's like football in a given Sunday.
Yeah, but I'll be gone. At least he ain't red lighted. But that Ricky, you need to get right now, Grayson. You need to get it right.
Yeah, he wanted that one too bad that day. That red light, I was shocked to see that one myself.
Yeah, but if you know you got a man covered, why try to kill him off the tree? Why try to kill him off the tree if you know you got him covered? But I'm going to tell you, y'all, when Tackle Boss called me last night, when he texted me last night, he acted like he didn't know which bike he was going to bring. I asked for the Sinister bike. He said something about the setup on it. Then he said, if we bring cocaine, I said, you know, that's cool with me. Bring either bike you got. But I know how the old switcheroo rules work. I know they can easily order up another bike and change plastic.
What difference does it? No, they can't. It's a hybrid. One's a 1,000, one's a booster, remember?
I thought they put Sinister on a booster now.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard the wrong thing, man. Somebody told me
it's
on a booster. Yeah. Well, gee, I'm going to tell you, it don't matter. By the time my bike get from North Carolina, I guarantee you, he ain't going to want to see me. He ain't going to want to see me.
That motherfucking cocaine bike is a turtle, I'm telling you.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question. Is that the old J-Damn bike? Let's go ahead and put it out there.
Hell no, I don't think so.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to tell you about the J-Damn bike. That bike Fats had J-Damn cover, and then he blew it up.
Thank you. Oh, my God, thank you.
I'm going to tell you something. Bernard pulled him out the hole and had it and was dragging the whole way until he blew up.
Thank you. Oh, my God, that's exactly what we were talking about in North Carolina.
And that's for sure, because I'm the one set that race up.
Hey, tell me about it. Yes.
Yeah.
Hello? Tell me about it.
Yeah.
How does Fat Booster quit?
Who?
Fat Booster.
I haven't talked with Fats in a little bit. I talked to his son the other day, but they're supposed to be down in West Palm Beach on the 29th, so I'll probably see him then.
Yeah, have you seen his booster run?
No, I'm saying they're supposed to bring it on the 29th down in West Palm on the 29th of this month. But I haven't seen it run yet. No, I haven't seen it run.
He's had that booster for a while. That's why I was wondering if you had seen
him perfect. Now, every time I, you know, he always had that outlaw, the one he just got rid of.
All right.
So.
Hey, G-Wiz, you'll do something for me tomorrow. I want you to go around the dance house and check on my bike and make sure it's okay and just pat on the back for me.
You better act like you fucking know. Who you talking to? Like I'm your motherfucking broad or something. You better call one of them hookers you be fucking with and have them run over there, not G. Shit.
No, I didn't see nothing up in North Carolina that I wanted to talk to. Nothing.
Well, from what I understand, what you had in North Carolina probably would have choked your ass out if you'd have tried this other one anyway.
I'm not going to comment on that.
I didn't think you would.
What did somebody tell you, G? That I had the tightest thing at the track?
No.
Oh, they can tell you that? Oh.
Nah. They said you look like a motherfucking pit bull owner with his dog on a leash, scared to let that motherfucker 3 feet from me because somebody swiped him.
Well. They talking about custom cut. What?
Who's custom cut? Where the fuck is custom cut? I thought it was custom X.
At North Carolina, it was custom cut. Tonight is custom X. Come on now.
Horses also tell me, too, that J1000 is going to have his bike out this weekend, too. Can anyone verify that?
But he been sending pictures to everybody down here of his bike. But I think he need to take a picture a little higher up because I noticed it didn't have a chain on it. So I don't know if he
been sending pictures.
The J1000 been sending pictures of his motorcycle that Mike got, I guess, motor he got on there. You know, all chromed out. You know, but he forgot to put the chain on it.
You reckon he's even got that bike yet?
He said he done got it. I don't know. I mean,
I know he said one was telling me that he was supposed to be making a debut with it Saturday at Twig.
You reckon he's gonna show Jarrett?
You know what? On a scale from 1 to 10, no.
That's me and you bet.
That he gonna show and run down the track?
That he'll go? Yeah, let's bet that he'll go down the track.
No, I'm not a crazy better like that. The man stay right there in Macon, so it's like 10 minutes away from the track. No, I'm not gonna do that. The man been gone for almost 2 years, so
yeah. He might not have the bike yet. I'm in North Carolina. I don't know if he's got a bike or not. I'm just betting that he will. How about that? Because I got confidence.
Gee whiz, I'm not stupid. You know a lot of people now, and all your folks right there in Macon now, a Unadilla or Perry. Come on now.
Byron, Centerville, Warner Robins.
Yeah. Yes. So I know you know. But I bet he won't run nobody. Now let's bet that.
If he just got his bike back, well, you know he's got to shake it down and, you know, all this, that, and
no,
I mean, you know.
No. Okay, now, since you real, you know, real sure that he's going to be there, I give you the whole day Saturday, J1000 would not draw and run on anybody at the track.
Hold on, somebody's texting me. You know what you want to do, something friendly? Jared?
Yeah.
You want to do something friendly, 25 or something like that? 25, 50?
I mean, it don't matter to me. It don't matter.
Well, you call it. I mean, I'm okay with it. I mean, we'll do something friendly. I mean, fuck, it ain't like that's going to break neither one of us.
So you want to, okay, he would not run nobody and win.
No, you keep adding to it, motherfucker. I can't predict the future. My name ain't Miss Cleo Bitt. I'm saying, he's got to get to the track and at least make a pass racing somebody. I don't care whether he wins or loses. I don't need him to win for me to get my money from you.
That's why they call me Custom X, because I designed it the way I want it to fall.
You trying to motherfucking... Hey, I tell you what, you know what you ought to do? If you're that confident in the deal, you ought to get your ass on the... Because he can't run with that new Caesar HD. You ought to get your ass on the old black Caesar and call him out. Let me put this together for you.
He told me last week that he cannot run with no nitrous bike. All motorbike. But if he talk a little swift out the side of his mouth, I'll bring it up there, Saturday and run it. Pound for pound out the back door. My nitrous to his motor. With him riding. On my old Caesar bike, I run him head up with him riding, with me riding that bike, nitrous to motor. Now, let's see how Mike got.
That really, honestly, that ain't really fair, but I'll ask him. I mean, he's liable to say, fuck it, you know, I mean.
That ain't what you just said. You threw it out there. You threw it out there.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm just kind of thinking, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, he might.
I mean, he won't.
Kevin, is that bike street tire or flesh lift?
Yes, it's a street tire. Gerald's bike's a street tire.
And the old Caesar bike is a Shinko round slick, No horsepower slick. And with a little 40 shot. Come on, man. With a small, with like almost a stock head with a 30 valve job.
Now, Gerald might have put a flat slick on his bike by now. I think he rearranged that whole bike, didn't he?
Oh, I need to move, man. I need to move.
That motherfucker said I need to move. Jared, you silly as hell talking about I need to damn move.
I got a single round slick. Come on, these guys roll race with the kind of tire I ride on. Come on now. Wow.
Hey, y'all hear me?
That's crazy.
Another thing, Jared, also, J1000 around, what, 175, 180?
Last time I saw G1000 with that bow tie on, he probably was like 220.
Okay.
And he was eating a hamburger then, so I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, he was in Tweedy with a bow tie.
Okay. I got another reason about that while we're on that topic there. Exotic Attack Bike versus Billy. Florida boy.
Yeah.
Well, you was over in Holiday Beach last week.
Yeah. Uh huh.
How do you think that race will fare off on the Exotic Attack Bike versus Billy?
That who bike now?
Steven over there in Macon, Georgia. You know that Exotic Attack Bike.
How do you think Steven will pair up with it?
Okay.
You say how do I think Steven will pair up with it?
Well, not Steve, Billy, with the black 1000 that was over there in Holiday Beach.
Oh, I just about to say.
Yeah.
I think they, well, you know what, I'm not going to put you on the spot to even give that prediction out, but I want to say that Billy and them are making plans to come over there.
They coming over?
Yeah, they coming over.
On the 13th or the 29th? Spike.
No, they coming this weekend at Twig on the 29th.
Oh, okay. Damn, I'm hating. I'm missing that one because I know it ain't gonna be that many Grudge Boys down there and West Palm Beach, and
right.
I hate that I'm making the decision I'm making. I know I'm gonna regret it.
Florida boy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you think Steven would pair up against Caesar? Now, I really want to know this because you saw what happened to him against Stormtrooper.
Yeah.
He got waxed. Okay. Pound for pound, how do you think DTM would stack up against PPM? Pound for pound. I really want to see that race right there. PPM against DTM.
Yeah, I want to see that one too.
Well, let me ask you, Gee whiz. Come on now. How you think that race will look?
Hey, I'm not on.
Yeah,
hey,
we got you on, Gee whiz.
Oh, okay, because I lost my signal. I'm sorry.
Okay,
okay.
Be real.
I think that would be a good race, man. And let me tell you, the reason I say that is I know Jeff and I know Dan. I know both of them. I know you and Jeff have some problems. I mean, but that's neither here nor there. Jeff can tune. The only difference in Jeff and Dan is Dan, I personally think Dan is a little more consistent tuner than Jeff because when the money's on the line, Jeff will cram every motherfucking bit of everything in it. He can
get
it.
Thank you.
That's my only thing. Sometimes it works for him. Sometimes it doesn't. Jeff is a hell of a tuner. Just I think sometimes he gets over aggressive, and that's the only reason 205 Mike lost to that fucking cocaine bike.
Okay,
yep.
But why? Oh my God! Why everybody was bashing me when I said that?
your
what you were saying was right, just your delivery was wrong because there was animosity between you and Jeff. That's why.
Oh, but if you would have said it, it would have been okay.
No, but, you know, that's like when me and you was beefing. Somebody could say something to you, and it wouldn't have meant anything to you as if I said it to you. You know what I'm saying? Just tensions were high between you and Jeff and things like that. I mean, Jeff is a phenomenal fucking tutor. He can tune his ass off, just sometimes grabs a little more than maybe he should. Dan does it sometimes with robot bites. You know, but it's neither here nor there. Everybody does it.
So, pound for pound, who would you bet on in that race in the quarter mile? DTM or PPM? Now, I'm putting you on the spot, G. I mean, this is going to be all over the internet. I want to know who you think can tune the best, DTM or PPM?
I don't know.
You put G-Wiz on the spot like that, man.
No, that's a simple question. I mean, that's like me liking John Forrest or Ashley Forrest. I want to know an answer right now, G.
I'm going to put it to you like this. I think the bikes are so close in performance, I can't honestly give you an answer. I really can't. And it's not that I give a fuck about pissing Dan off or pissing Jeff off, because it ain't like neither one of them going to jump on me. It's just what I'm saying is I think both of those bikes are so close in performance that I think it's an any given Sunday deal, man. I mean, that's exactly what I think. It's an any given Sunday deal.
Wow. But if I would have said Little Richard rides Caesar and Steven rides his bike, you would have said
I still
Caesar.
Think it would be an any given Sunday deal. No, that's not the case. I just honestly think that with those two bikes, I think it would be on any given Sunday, the race could be won on the tree. That's what I think, and that's what I feel.
Okay.
It's not meant for everybody to agree with what I think and what I feel. That's my
right.
opinion.
Right.
You know, an opinion is like assholes. Everybody's got one, and they all sit.
Right. So, Chris, let me ask you, who would you pick? No. This is going to make this show right here tonight. Who would you pick, DTM or PPM?
Man,
quarter mile.
This motherfucker Chris is in the burnout box. He's like, I'm on the two-step.
Come on, Chris. I need to know an answer right now because this is going to tell me a lot about how y'all look at grudge racing and what y'all think about grudge racing. Tell me, who would you put your money on if you had to bet?
Let's just say this. I'm going to analyze the first 30. No, I'm going to say the 330. From looking at your riding style, looking at 205 Mike, well, I'm just assuming 20. You're talking about the serial killer bike.
No, I'm talking Steven's bike.
Well, Why don't we do a booster versus a booster?
Okay, well, let's do a booster for a booster. Now,
let's say the serial killer bike versus your Black Caesar bike.
Right.
All right, you know 205 Mike going to try to cut the tree down on you.
Right.
All right, so from that
standpoint he probably going to come up too now.
That's a 50-50 chance, but if let's just say if he stays down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that you leave out maybe with a little twirl.
You know what, Chris, let's move to next topic.
Hey, because you know now hold on. Now Jared, we know that you known for blowing the motherfucking tire away and fishtailing the bike through the goddamn 8th mile. We know that.
Wow.
Just like
wow.
Jeff stuff is subject to come up. We know I've seen 85% of the time you've got more tire slippage than you need, and the back end is left, right, left, right, left, right. Now, that's just an observation. Don't be all mad. Right. You're
I'm
losing ET.
Oh. Okay. Let me tell y'all something. Now, when I ran Chris Moore, I was fishtailing and still came up with the wind and drove by him. Serial killer treed him, came up, came down, and still couldn't make up ground. I done showed y'all and proved to y'all that I can make up the ground that I lost in my wiggle.
I'll
so
tell
pound
you this.
Pound,
if you go serial killer, if both bikes make a clean pass, 205 Mike will rip your motherfucking throat off.
No, dog.
If y'all both make a clean pass, 205 mic or drag your lips down that quarter mile track on that serial killer bike. But Steven's bike, man, that's an any given Sunday to me. That's the truth. How's that, Chris?
Yeah. Because really like to compare the 1,000 versus the boosters. I mean, I know that's a open question for us. People say, well, man, some 1,000 are flying faster than the booster, but I always like to compare like a booster versus a booster, maybe 1,000 versus a 1,000. But in that case, there, serial killer bike versus the Black Jesus bike. If I go back and pull up the videos and just look and watch and analyze, you notice that 205 bike tried to cut the tree on everybody. Now, with the lifting of the tie, that's going to be, like I said, a 50-50 chance. But like D-Wiz said, you know, if you know what, we just had a person. Let me go to this caller and see what the 8025. Your mic is open. 8025. Your mic is.
Miss Old 2 Chain.
2 Chain, how's it going, man?
I'm chilling. 205 Mike can't beat nobody. If CC and 205 race, let me know where they're going to race at, and I'll be there.
Thank you.
As long as 205 might ride something, I don't care if CC riding a goddamn tricycle, he's still going to win. 205
Thank
is a
you.
Crash dump.
Thank you.
Now,
man,
run tell that.
Now, here's what I was going to say, Chris and G. Okay. I may not cut the tree down, you know, which I think a .060 is a good tree. But 205, and I know the way Jeff, I want y'all to figure this in. I know the way Jeff hates me, that he's going to try to put everything in that bike that possibly can go in that bike. And guess what that bike's going to do? It's going to come up. It's going to come up. So his tuner is going to be the reason why he lose.
That's what I was trying to tell you. I believe if y'all make a side-by-side pass, I think he'll outrun you. I mean, but if he lost, I believe it would be because Jeff tried to shove too much in it. That's kind of what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting at. I mean, we're saying the same thing, except you would never concede that if you made a side-by-side pass, he could beat you. And you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to say that. But you and I are saying the same thing, that you think that Jeff would allow his personal feelings towards you to influence his tuning, and that would cost him the race.
But see, in grudge racing, I'm going to use everything I can use to get that win. I don't care if you stopped at Burger King before you got to the track. If I know you ordered a Whopper and I ordered a single cheeseburger, I'm going to use that against you.
No, I'm with you. I understand that. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Pound for pound, 205 had lost his last probably four races. He's nothing since he got off the ACP bike. He hasn't won a race. Since he's been riding Convict Racing's bike. That genocide bike has not won a race since he's been serial killer.
The genocide bike never raced anybody when it was genocide. Side by side for no money, neither.
They let Willie Brown break in Tweeds and got beat. Not in Tweeds,
that's right.
And got
You're
beat.
Right. You're right. I'm wrong on that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, we may have 205 Mike here chime in. Let's take a 6886. Your mic is on mute. 6886, your mic is unmuted. Hello, 6886, your mic is unmuted. Okay, never mind. Thank you. Well, yeah, because it wasn't that nobody was saying, but that I would love to see that race, though.
That would be a good race.
Somebody set it up.
I'll tell you, I lost my signal a while ago, and I meant to tell you, my phone cut off. Well, as soon as my phone cut off, I got a text message. And it said, tell Custom Cut that I'll run him heads up my motor to his nitrous on the old Caesar J1000.
When is he talking about doing that?
Saturday.
With him riding it?
Yep, he weighs 220 pounds. He said
all
he
right.
would race you heads up at Twigs Saturday, 8th mile, him on his 1,000, and you on the old Caesar.
Me on the old Caesar?
Well, now I need to make some calls.
And then somebody else sent me a message and said, would you race the Predator bike Saturday? Would you want to? Shit, you can, man, you make some money Saturday. Santos sent me a message, too. Said, what about you racing his Predator bike? Would you want the old Caesar bike Saturday?
Predator bike, sure. I mean, he got a flat click, sure. I mean, you know, that bike, last time I seen that bike, it was like a dud. So, I mean, yeah.
So you can get that. I mean, they can get that race Saturday then. See, that's two races for you. Shit, you might as well go to Twigs.
Yeah, don't be surprised if DTM be at the track with Caesar.
Well, they talking about DTM better be tuning the old Caesar, because that's what they talking about running, not Caesar
HD. They talking about okay.
Well, I want to be clear now.
G-Can, is there any way possible that you can get 205 to text you that he will run me?
Nah, I don't know that cat like that, man.
I was getting in contact with the owner, R205 Mike, after the show is over with and see what we can come up with.
Oh, and let me ask y'all something. Where is Joey at? But HPP, I haven't heard from that cat since I beat his head in the Tweeds. I mean,
Joey is actually, I think, running Top Gas or something now.
Yeah, he's still around.
Yeah, he's still around.
Oh, so I beat him that bad that he had to go to Top Gas.
He's riding his own bike.
Oh,
ain't man.
He riding his own bike, Chris?
Yeah, he's riding his own bike.
Well, he done had enough of Nightmare and 205 and all the other riders he done had on there. That's a good thing. He's using his head. But I would love to see Convict Racing versus DTM. I would love to see Serial Killer.
Well, so hold on a minute, though. Hey, hold on. But Serial Killer, let's talk about something real quick. Let's try to get something accomplished tonight. Serial Killer ain't on the phone. That's something that you're going to have to deal with Chris after the show's over. But I know that J1000 must be listening somewhere because he was texting me and just me, you know, say this, say that. So what I'm saying is he's 220 pounds. He wants action with you heads up on the old Caesar Saturday at Twigs, him riding his own bike, Keisha.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to answer your question right now. If J1000 chimes in right now, I will make it a point to come to Twigs and run him. If he let me hear his voice on his airways tonight, I will make it a point to bring the old Caesar. Lord knows what I'm going to have to pay to get that bike, but I will run him.
He ain't going to pay, though. You know them boys will let you have that bike. You know just like I do, they'll let you take it.
Yeah,
what about Santos? Now, Santos, trying to get Santos on the phone is like pulling motherfucking teeth. So if you can lock in with Jay, if you can get a race with J1000, you can get Santos a race when they get there?
Yeah, but it ain't, like I said, we're getting back on the pot. The pot is not going to be that big this week.
Right. Them boys ain't going to, I don't think neither one of them boys will try to break you, man. Just bet with the owners. You and the owners, you and Gerald, and you and Santos, and them boys won't try to kill you. You know them boys like that, man.
Oh well, I can bring 200 off.
Santos,
I can bring 200
off. Santos was betting with you in Rockingham, remember?
Yeah, you're right. I can bring $200, and I'll be straight.
Oh man,
yeah, guys, hold that talk. We may have 205 or somebody from that camp. Let me unpause these mics. Here we got 6886, your mic is unmuted. We got a block 111, your mic is unmuted. And 2529, your mic is unmuted.
Alright, this Santos on. Lock in, you were up for 200, man. You ain't locked nothing in like that. What y'all want to do, please?
Saturday. Who is this?
This Mosquito.
Is J 1000 on here?
Phantom's going here, though.
No,
his mother lock in with 2000.
Oh God, damn, easy on that killer.
Yeah,
no, you say you got 220-pound rider. We got 200-pound rider. We beat that Tweed.
Yes sir. I back y'all. This custom cut. I back y'all. I cover the pie. I lock it in. I don't know who y'all, but I lock it in.
Man, oh my screw. No, you said 200-pound rider. We got a 200-pound rider. We can't get no action. We're in South Carolina.
Who is it? Who is this?
Mosquito.
This dude's in Georgia, and he's interested in racing custom cuts. That's it right now.
200 pound rider. That's what
we're
looking for.
We ain't got no 200 pound riders on the
phone right now.
Oh, I thought somebody said they were 200 pound.
Gerald,
y'all got 200 pound
riders.
Y'all got 200 pound riders want to do something?
Gerald is 220 pounds, and he wants to race custom cuts. That's an ongoing battle between them down that neck of the woods. He just got his bike back.
I mean, y'all got to race each other. Y'all can't, you know what
y'all,
I mean?
I'm up here in North Carolina just friends with all of them. I'm simply saying they interested Gerald.
I'm calling it friends. You don't want to race or what, man?
No, we don't.
Rider,
we appreciate it. We appreciate it. We don't.
That's why ain't no racing going on there. All you do is want to
talk. That's right. You're right.
We sit on
you're
your
right.
damn back tire. Make the pot
right.
We lock in however we want to.
You good. Anyway.
Hold on. Hey, motherfucker do a lot of talking and typing. 200 pounds.
Hold on.
You're right. In a motherfucking battle.
Hello. Hold on. Y'all have sat on my back tire? This is a custom cut. Y'all sit on my back tire? South Carolina. Oh, okay. All right. Let's get back to some business then.
Hey, we got another caller here. 8911. Your mic is on mute. 8911. Your mic is on mute.
Chris,
yo,
what you do? Cut them dudes off?
I don't know. I think they just hung up, man. Got mad and hung up.
Who came in on 8911?
This is Randy, Glenn.
What's up, Randy?
Crisis. Oh, I can't turn it up from here. You're gonna have to, it won't work over here. Hey, I think everybody's got the wrong impression. I don't want to argue and holler and shit on the phone. I ain't gonna do all that, but I want to go to Maryland, and I just don't understand why some people think that I need to go out there to stand in the rain or hope it don't rain to prove a point to make people think that there's something behind, you know, there's a method to the matter, something behind the, you know, the whole idea of not wanting to go. I don't understand that. Who else would go out there and drive that far? And, you know, B&L and even you yourself said that the grudge gets pushed back and sometimes it doesn't even happen when it rains.
I never said grudge anything. I don't go to Maryland. I don't support that track.
Well, isn't it safe to say that even if you didn't say it, that somebody mentioned that if it rains, there's a possibility that we won't even get the race go down the track, period? Like happened to Cecil at the last MyRock event where they had to run it back until Sunday and then they raced till past midnight?
Yeah, that could be the case, brother. I don't run a track. I don't know.
Okay, so why
does that
everybody
got to do with anything we talking about tonight, though? We talking about Twig.
Because I'm trying to figure out where I'm
going to
go. Because I'm trying to figure out where I can go race. And everybody likes
to
go
to Twig Saturday.
We ain't not trying to talk about that. It's no Maryland, my rock. We trying to get it down Twig Saturday. I mean, forget a my rock.
Yeah, he come over here talking. Now he come on. He come on the radio station talking. This is Randy. I really don't want to argue. Man, nobody want to hear that.
Yeah, we don't
want to
hear that.
Man,
if
I'm just not gonna be doing all that hollering shit. What do you want to do?
What you have to understand, Randy, is this phone call is kind of weird. Nobody's really hollering. Just there's like eight people trying to talk at one time. That's how it works.
Well, okay. Well, that's what I mean. I don't mean to, you know, I just don't want to get into a shout match to where, you know, it's already difficult sometimes for people to hear each other. That's all I'm trying to say, I guess.
Well, Randy, just go wash some dishes and go to bed.
Hey, what do you want
to
do?
Hey, that's about what you need
Mr.
to do,
Jared
too, Randy. Shit, Randy, I can't lie to you, man. You put that post up there talking about how y'all 2 weeks went and made arrangements to go to My Rock. You can get ditched at. So, boy, you better put your house in check before you get in trouble.
You know, I mean, all that's irrelevant. I'm just making a point that, man, I hear about it, you know. And it's not like I'm not trying to go, and I got to hear about it at the same time. And it's just, I mean, people think like it's
it's one thing and it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jerry,
I mean,
you don't even have a bike together to race, Randy, right now on the cocaine bike, do you?
As of October 13th, I will be ready.
Okay.
As of right
so
now,
in other words,
right now,
yeah, right now be moot point to even try to talk to him about it, right?
Right, but I will talk to him about October the 13th because he's supposed to be down there, right, Randy?
Yeah.
Okay, so Randy, what bikes are y'all bringing, Randy?
my two bikes and probably Sinister and Rocks.
Let me ask you this. I'm not cutting you off, and I'm not trying to make no race, but the Predator bike, isn't that a flat slick bike?
The which
You're
one?
You're talking about a custom cut? I mean, a Santos bike?
Right.
Yeah,
I think it is.
Yeah, with big old chin.
You know what's the rider?
Santos.
Hey, I'm on here.
Your bike got a flat slick on it?
Got a flat slick on it.
Nitrous, flat slick, nitrous carbureted bike, right?
That's right.
There you go, Jared.
Well, even priceless. I mean, is that something that you all may be interested in? Or?
Man, I'll race any flat slick bike out there besides... I mean, I'm just the same as everybody else. I mean, I'm not going to race the LME, and I'm not going to race the Area 51. But I'll race any other flat-slick bike out there.
I don't know why. Motherfucking Area 51 said they won't hold no more back either. They just race everybody. They didn't give a fuck.
Well, I mean, I hate to...
Will you run?
Go against the grain. I mean, I've had four passes on the motorcycle.
Yeah, hell, two of them is for a race that you won. So, goddamn, he's 50% to the good, ain't you?
Seems that way.
Randy,
I tell you what, your ass was beat if motherfucking 205 Mike had in the wheel and your lips was hanging on to the back of the cereal.
Man, I told you
205
Mike's a class coming. How many times are we going to see this?
Hey, listen.
You know, makes it look a little different, let's just say that. We'll do that same race back. We'll do that same race back. We'll do that same race. That wheelie didn't slow that bike down hardly anything.
Hardly anything.
That motherfucker was still charging.
What wheelie are you talking about?
The wheelie that you said that saved us from the whatchamacallit, what almost lost us the race is Mike's perfect custom treat.
That wheelie did slow that bike down because that's when cocaine
man,
came
that
around.
That wheelie didn't. Man, come on, man. Be free.
That motherfucking 004 light didn't
hey,
that goddamn 004 light he cut didn't hurt neither, did it?
No,
hey,
that's what I just said. That's what I just said it did.
Down, if that wheel had been slowed him down, then he would have won that
why
race.
Why are we talking about the past? I just said if we do the race again, it's over and done with. Don't worry about the past. We're living in the past. Move on to something else. We'll do the same race again. There's no problem with it.
Can we talk
Mike
about the future?
That.
Can we talk about
exactly.
the future, then?
Exactly.
Okay, now, with Caesar 18, I mean, you come to battle off of the 13th.
You got it.
And y'all bring the cocaine, Mike.
You got it.
Are y'all willing to run me with Sinister or cocaine?
I'd rather do it with cocaine.
You'd rather do it with cocaine. Why is that?
But that's his
my motorcycle.
Okay, well, whatever you want to do, it don't matter. I won't need a 004 like to beat you.
Hey, well, guys,
okay.
Listen, it's been real and it's been fun, but I'm pulling up at the house. I got to go.
Okay, G. Will.
Y'all have a good evening, gentlemen.
Okay. Look, we got another caller here. 6645, your mic is on mute. 6645, your mic is on mute. All right. We got another block number out here. 1111, your mic is on mute.
Hey, this is Junior Mafia. We just trying to figure out what we need to do to get Priceless to win.
What's up?
What?
Man, you need to pray.
Huh?
All you need to do is pray that the weather changes.
Hey, we coming anyway. Like I said,
the thing. Let me ask you this. I'm glad you're on the phone. I ain't got a type. How far are you from Maryland?
Are we about 6 hours?
All right. I would do the same thing. And we're 14 hours. If it was 5 or 6 hours down the road, I would come to.
Right.
I want to go to that track more than anybody. I've heard nothing but good things about the track.
But this is a proposition that we offered you. We offered you the race. As long as you come to race, if we can, if it rains Maryland out those 3 days.
Hold on a minute. Who offered me that? You didn't offer me shit.
Yeah, I did. I put it on the internet, dude.
Why didn't you put it on the internet?
Hold on, let me say. If you come to Maryland, if it rains those 3 days, we will drive back south until we find a dry track, and we will rent
that
track.
Oh, no, I can't do all that, man. I'm on a schedule. If I go to Maryland, I fly in Friday. Hopefully I can test and make a few passes Friday, and I'll be there Saturday. I fly back Sunday morning. I got a business to run, and I got a newborn. I got to go, I got to come, and then I got to go. And Friday and Saturday should be enough time, if it doesn't rain, to do what we need to do.
Yeah, and it should be. But like I said, I've never been to Maryland where it rained the whole 3 days. Never.
I understand. But if you look at the weather, and, you know, people can say what they want, but I've been watching it real close because I got these tickets on reserve. It looks to me like it's going to rain on and off all weekend. Now, I hope it changes. If it changes, you'll see me there. But I can't just hop up and go somewhere if it's calling for rain all fucking weekend. I mean, it's stupid. And whoever says they'll go and stand in the rain to hang out, that's somebody that's right down the road 4, 5, 6 hours. And it's not a big deal. And everybody wants to say you got enough money to do that. Regardless if I was a billionaire, it doesn't justify throwing money away just to prove a point to somebody. This shit kind of is ridiculous if you want to know the truth.
Well, if you make it, what kind of race can we do?
Man, first of all, I'm not racing Ellamine or Eddie Kane. So our conversation really doesn't go any further than that. Think about it.
We got the fully dressed booster with a street tie.
The fully dressed booster. I will. I will do that race.
And what's that? With
I've said it 100 times. I'll do that race with my Cadillac box. Yes, sir. Now, which one are you? The blue bike or the silver bike?
The blue bike.
Yeah.
We own the Ellamine bike, the Eddie Kane bike. And we own a blue bike that we race Ken with.
Race you. Yes, 100%.
When will you know if you're coming or not?
Man, like I said, if the rain goes 30 or below, I'm coming. But as long as it stays 40 to 60, I ain't coming.
Okay.
I'll lock the money in before I get on the plane, and I'll race that motorcycle.
Okay.
The only thing I ask you. And this ain't too much to ask, because I've seen y'all do it before, is if Teasley's riding your motorcycle, tackle box is 185 pounds, then we match combo total weight. That's it.
I guarantee you, I bike with Teasley on it way more than tackle box and your bike.
Well then I got something to add there, don't I?
We ain't asking you to take away weight, add weight, or either.
Well, that's
same drive.
Yeah, that's fine. But whenever I got to race somebody like Teasley, and tackle box is almost 190 pounds in a suit, I got to know how much weight we're talking about. What's the discrepancy?
Well,
if
you make it, well, I don't have a problem putting rider and bike on the scale, and I guarantee you we weigh more.
Then you got a race.
All right. Well, like I said, I don't know. You just hit us up on Cycle Bike and let us know when you know for sure you're coming. But, you know, there's no need for me to keep watching the weather.
Well, yeah, you're right, because I'm going to be doing it. But, I mean, you know, aren't you racing Ken again?
Man, I'm not sure what he's doing, man. It's so much back and forth. You know how that goes.
Because I know Caleb and them are wanting to race too. So
yeah, they said something about racing you, and then I saw where what Trey was saying that y'all had locked in, and that's why I chimed in and were like, well, damn.
No, we ain't locked in no money. I just told him we ain't locked in no money. I told him
that's
that.
That's
what
he posted, you know.
Yeah, we just – and I went back and commented on it because I didn't want him to get out of hand, and I told him, you know, we agreed on an amount of money, but ain't nothing for sure because I wasn't even for sure I was going.
Right, okay.
Fellas, I don't want to cut y'all off, but Chris, what kind of races you got lined up this weekend?
And is the track going to be prepped? That's what I want to know in case I do go to Georgia, because they were saying the promoter last time didn't pay for the track prep.
I can back the promoter on this one right here. They tried to prep the track. I'm telling you, it all day long they were prepping that track.
That track, that's the best track around here to run on. If any track that you're going to and it rains and they can get the track right after track, nobody's going to be better than Maryland.
No, I'm not talking about Maryland. I know Maryland's good. I'm talking about Twigs.
Yeah, I know for a fact, because I was there before anybody got there. They was prepping that track. When I got there,
weren't they saying that the track last time when y'all were supposed to race Stormtrooper, weren't they saying it was terrible because they didn't pay to get it prepped or something like that? That's a possible.
That
was two different races.
The race that I had previously, when we got the rain, I had those guys there like 9, 10 o'clock that morning dragging up and down that track.
It was canceled.
Yeah, and I didn't really want to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and put it out there, but I did like 3 passes before anybody got there, and that track was hooking. No problem with Caesar HD. That track was hooking. I did 3 passes.
I've been on the phone with the track owner, addressing the issues that guys been kind of, bringing
up. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to you, Chris. That's just what I heard before. If the promoter don't pay, then they won't prep.
No, I don't think that's the deal with that. No, but it's good that people bring out issues like that where we can kind of get, catch them before things really happen. And I've been on the phone with him pretty much all this week telling him about fights that's going to be coming there with some high horsepower that I definitely need to track tight that day. And so he assured me that, they're going to do what they can. Now, they're going to be over on Friday night testing soon, so they're going to be prepping as well Friday on the track for a Saturday event, too. So let's just add a little extra insurance. But
And no rain is in sight the whole weekend. So no rain is in sight. I think some rain is supposed to come in Monday, but,
I will address this issue with him as well, that if any big grudge races are coming up, if you all need to track drags or whatever, locate me somewhere and say, look, well, we need to track drag, and I'll address that with the track person.
Well, that sounds good then, so that'll help me with my decision if the weather stays shitty.
Is this Randy?
Quick.
Yeah.
Randy, please don't forget about Custom X now.
About what?
About after October the 13th, Custom X, not Custom Cuts. Do not forget about me.
Man, I don't think you're really going to do shit, but all right.
Okay, well.
Put you all off of. We have 3 callers here,
I'm listening. And 5842. Your mic's over.
Hey, Randy.
Yo.
Randy.
Yes, sir.
This your
tough
kid ass. This Alex.
You doing a lot of
dumb
bumping. Acting like you're going to come down and race. Where we coming to? Because it's looking like we just might be down at a 16th.
Man, I'll pay you to bring your fat ass down here.
Yeah.
They ain't going to be coming
straight from your
now.
Motherfucking
look,
hair.
Look, that's what you say till you show up. You always race to 2-3 days. You want to lock in all week.
All month up to the
event, and then you want to stop it. Just like I was just saying, listen.
Man, you can say what you want, retard, but the
until
fucking gonna rain. What's wrong with this
race? What you talking about the rain? You fly on the airplane, don't you? Tackle box rain.
It don't matter. Why do I want to get down there and sit in the rain or make a point just to make
you
motherfuckers happy and go sit in the rain?
Well, okay.
You think I'm scared of any of that shit down there?
The thing I'm trying to tell you is, and I'm being real, the thing I'm trying to tell you.
Well, keep it real then, Alex.
Why the
same shit everybody else does?
You don't want to go nowhere. You want to act.
I don't want to go anywhere. How many times have you traveled this year? How many times have you traveled this year?
Make a movie with
How many times have you traveled this year, Alex? How many times do you travel this year, Alex?
Me and Chris working on something.
Answer the fucking question.
We're
going
to show up to his event.
How many times have you traveled this year?
What
just,
do I need
just,
to go
just
to?
Tell me.
What dirt road I need to
guarantee
lead you on?
You I travel more than you, but you know what? You're Alex Bud Light, so you race. And your word means more than mine because you're not.
Man,
popular.
I don't give a damn.
So
about
the
no
other
fame,
end of
brother,
the
I'm
motherfucking spectrum is
I, drink,
I don't clown. Give a fuck
I'm
what any of you fuckers
that.
Say. If the rain holds off, I will come and race anybody.
Hey, don't you
in
tell me about
Maryland.
How much you travel? Because you bring that ragged ass bike back and forth up Cecil's more than anybody ever seen. And we
well,
were
hey,
calling your ass on
would,
the phone.
Then, hey,
and it rang
hey,
us
then,
out at VMP. Because I was over there in front of Cecil, and I told him, you call that damn punk-ass white boy, because we're going to peel your damn lips off while you testing that rag the motherfucker out.
I tell you what I'll do. You get that Sam
that.
Cook
now
right
you
there.
Tell me.
You get that Sam Cook right you, there. I ain't never motherfucking been to Maryland. I will fucking comb your hair off the trailer.
You ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to do a damn
you
thing.
Get that
you ain't
Sam
going to
Cook
race,
right there, and I
will hate
comb
on
your hair
race.
Off the trailer.
You're going to hate on Maryland race. You know
now
what you're going to do?
Say something stupid. Let the rain go away, and I will fuck you up off the trailer.
Hey, cuz, I'm going to say something.
I ain't never seen Maryland racetrack in my life.
Alex,
what's going on,
Alex?
Randy.
Fucking retarded.
Randy.
I'm not retarded.
What's up?
Alex, hold on, Alex, hold on a second. Randy.
What up?
Randy.
What up?
I bet your ass won't come off the damn trailer against Stormtrooper in Maryland.
Huh?
I bet you won't come off the trailer.
You're not that far under my skin yet. Keep on, and I will do that, too.
No.
Randy not going to run nobody.
Hold on a minute. Yesterday you needed something, but now you're looking for a heads-up race.
Because you want to... Oh,
no.
You're doing a damn race.
He needs something to throw
on Trooper.
He needs something to throw on Trooper.
You
want to on us.
I'll give you... I'll give you a heads-up race, but you're going to turn around and give us what we need if we lose. But I bet you won't come off the damn trailer with us.
If I do that, it'll be one race.
Uh-oh. Well, you sure did damn lose.
Yeah,
because
you can't sit there and say, if I do this, I got to run you back. You're getting
you're
your race
to me.
Off the trailer. Don't give me that bullshit.
If you win, if I win, you got to turn around and give us something back. You
hey,
already
Sam,
said that.
Sam.
You did that to
Sam.
Me.
We're talking about the stock chassis body.
Sam.
Yeah, we weren't.
Hey,
I'm
Sam.
Telling you, I don't want to run you heads up. What, Alex?
Hey, you know Piedmont over tomorrow, and you up one
man,
on
I'm
us.
I'm not going to Piedmont tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, we'll beat your damn head off with Stormtrooper.
You ain't
going to
do shit.
I bet you ain't going to say
I
that.
Know
you
ain't going to do
me
shit.
Me and Sam race. Sam, can I get my
I
head back
I know you
tomorrow?
Ain't going to do shit.
Can I get my head back, Sam? Hey. Me and Sam better than that, dog. We race.
Yeah,
you
I hear
sit
you.
Around and act like
I know. Y'all race everybody, man. Y'all are the best grudge racers that's ever seen. Y'all are the pioneers of the sport. You
hey,
motherfuckers,
look,
come
look,
and
man.
Go, and the first
look,
one
man.
At the job.
You not, you not
home.
Tackle box or
fuck.
So quit trying to be either one of them.
And see, that's another thing. That just goes to show right there. Y'all
you are a piece of hospital cotton. Every time I say look at that, you want to lay down and go to sleep,
cotton.
You soft-ass motherfucker.
You the package it came in, fool.
I don't give a damn what you fucking like total say, dude. We going to tie your ass up.
Man,
and
you
Sam,
ain't going to bust the
Sam,
motherfucker.
Sam, let's talk about the real stuff. You know we cool, but you know you tore my ass up and get the hell down that rock ham. And you know you enjoyed me, Sam. And Jeff can't make it to Maryland, man. He got some real family shit going on. You know what I mean? That's some real truth, dog.
Alex,
so we got the money, and we gonna bring the Piedmont tomorrow. They both bring that third death row up there, and we gonna see what happens. I might get
Alex.
My ass kicked again.
Alex,
yep.
Can you hear me? Be like,
damn you, Ike. You damn
What's going
Sammy.
On?
Are you
hey,
damn
check
Sammy
this out in? Right here. If Randy Uh-oh. Make it up there, I'm going to tell you right now, Randy going to race it. If he come, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be on his side with this one. If Randy gets to make it up there, Randy going to
hey,
race
let me
it,
tell you what Randy going to do if he come down here. He going to do just like he did at Rockingham. Send some little white boy with long-ass hair that he ain't even have standing around him over there to find out who's going on with somebody's bike.
Because that's what he did about AJ bike when we were going to tie that Cadillac bike ass up.
And you know, man, what are you
talking about? You know, Randy, you talk about what we're trying to do.
What are you talking about? You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
See? That's what happens when somebody at home. But when the track opens.
Oh, what's my dog? Oh, shit, man. My bike ain't right. But as soon as you get home,
so what do I, hold
I'm
on a minute.
Get that fat
Alex,
black
let me ask you
motherfucker
this.
Ass.
What do I need to do? What do I need to do? You tell me what I need to do. I need to come to Maryland.
Know. You know what I need
and
to
if
do?
It rains, I need to stand
man,
in the rain like
Maryland,
a fucking
man.
Idiot.
Fuck Maryland. That's over with. You ain't coming there. You going to Georgia. No, you ain't, because you're scared to go there. Let's see. What
yeah,
you going to do?
Better be,
you going to set your soft ass yeah. home with your damn snorkel ass four-wheeler. Go run down in the water, and with that long ass pipe, make sure it don't cut off. Get your
I ain't got no
fucking
snorkel,
mud,
fucking
mud dork. Clinging ass stuck. Fucking pump.
I ain't got no
you ain't
fucking
do
snorkel,
nothing.
You fucking dork.
You beat me up on the internet, dog.
Speaking on Valdosta, custom cuss, I got a surprise for you coming from Valdosta, but I can't tell you yet.
He ain't gonna tell me.
All I want to know is who would vote for the fastest grudge bike, PPM or DCM?
The fastest grudge bike. 51
right
LB. That's on your fastest grudge bike.
PPM. No, I'm talking about PPM versus DTM. Which one y'all think would win?
I got to be honest with you. I agree with G-Wiz 100%. Because if Mike leave and that bike stayed on, you dead, dog. And that's no disrespect to you or your machine.
I don't know
that
about no
stayed
damn.
If on, serial killer is going to do something real nasty to you.
Yeah,
no.
Hey, it must be an 8-mile track. I heard he got a bad bike at 8 miles. Because he rode that wheelie right there beside Randy. Y'all see that?
Man. Yeah, we seen that. Randy,
yeah,
I believe it was going to look a little hairy for you if that bike would have stayed down, brother.
He was
I don't know how that race would have came
out. I told you, Randy got a turd, man. Randy got
man,
a pretty paint job.
Mike still got the tree in the back of his truck. Mike still got the tree in the back of his truck. With Mike lights and that bike, that's a hard-ass combination if they can keep
but
that son of a bitch on the ground.
But in the end, he still got an L on his bike.
He lost, Randy. Randy won, and congratulations to him on his win. I'm just saying,
man,
I see the potential.
It's so hard for a motherfucker to say that, too. If it was anybody else, man, it'd be such a difference. Because y'all can hate motherfuckers, man.
I don't give a damn what y'all
see.
Cocaine look good going down the track. I ain't going to hate on you about it. I like the bike. I love the paint job. I love the
Ricky Grayson. Hey, look, dog. Let me tell you something. I wish the fuck Jeffro Wood try a goddamn Sam Cooke. Like he did them clowns.
Well, won't you ask him in the 8th of March?
We
can ask him in the 8th of March.
We will do
that. You know that middle bike can stay out there in the quarter. Just ask him. He might do it. You never know.
We've been told him. He ain't got enough nuts to fuck with us like that. He went down there fucking with old faggot. You know they like nuts. Softy. Hospital cotton.
Y'all keep sleeping on Jeffro.
That's
all I got to say is keep sleeping on Jeffro. I like that. That's another bike I like. That's one of my favorite ones.
You know what? I like to sleep. It ain't nothing but an ass whooping to me. You know what I'm going to do? The next day, get the hell up and say, Alex, you dumb son, you did some more dumb shit. And do what I usually do.
But Alex,
I mean, somebody got
like,
to win, somebody got to lose, man. It ain't so hard feeling. It's just racing.
But
I'll tell
like
you what
that.
My problem is coming in with racing. I hate when I do some dumb shit and agree to it and tell them I'm doing some dumb shit, get my ass whooped, and then they want to highlight it. But then I say, all right, let's run the fair race. Oh, no, we can't do that. That's why I like Sam. Because me and Sam race. Sam kicked my ass and gave me straight hair, bastard. Sam, you're a bastard.
Sam, can I ask you a question?
Sam.
Yeah, I'm here. I had my phone muted.
Okay, but, like, you still there?
Yep.
Okay. The time before last, when I was in North Carolina, did my bike spin going down the track when Dre and them bike got on me? My bike did not spin. It went straight down the track.
You want me to answer
that
with a simple yes or no?
You went down the track.
It went straight down the track. Okay, so when everybody... Say what now?
Yes,
the last
track
you went down the track.
Okay, so... DTM versus PPM, that serial killer bike, Who you think will win? Now, Alex, I want to know, pound for pound, quarter mile, who you think will win?
Oh, quarter mile, you're going to be there like them. You're going to run past them. The boys already told me that's a dead son bitch on the back ass. They think he's a front ass champ.
Hey, Custom Cuss, we supposedly going to do the same race. We're doing the same race in Valdosta. I'll bet you to the 8th mile, and I'll bet you to the quarter mile.
No,
hey,
we're
going
to be
look,
one time,
look,
quarter
clown,
mile.
Look, clown, look, clown. When is that? It's the 16th, right?
It doesn't matter. You ain't going to come
anyway.
No, it's
the 13th. The 13th. 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 Yeah.
You don't know where I'm going to show up at, motherfucker, but I'm going to tell you something.
You better not show up.
I'm
going to
tell you one thing and one thing only. When we show up, motherfucker, you can run. Win or lose, you better run. You better not make no excuses and run
out. Sam Cook got the back tire. Sam Cook got the back tire.
We don't need a damn thing.
We'll bring your ass.
Hey,
Sam. What I think about you.
Hey, positive. All we needed was a back tire. Not needing the back tire. We needed a back tire. Now,
Parsons, I'm gonna make your dream come true in Valdosta too. That dream you've been waiting on for so long, I'm gonna make sure it happens for you in Valdosta. This
hey,
Maryland might not be up.
And you know what? To be honest, though, hey, I ain't so convinced that y'all motherfucking y'all motherfucking clowns want some of that goddamn stock bodywork we got laying around. We'll put a stock bodywork bike on you, clown.
Well, you know they think Chris Moore gonna be in the house at 13 now.
Chris Moore? Oh no! We put a seat tie on Ric Flair, and now he can't run. Now he need the break. Motherfucker, fuck them and you too. Now you tell the whole story. We ain't getting him a damn thing. Motherfucker want to win and then all we want is something. When
they
we got
several callers here. One of them, 8477. Your mic is unmuted.
Hey,
8477. Your mic is unmuted.
What you want?
All right, we got
033.
Your mic is unmuted.
No, hell no. I don't give you no. Hey, look. Hey, Duh.
Hey,
guess who on the phone?
Hey,
that clown
ass. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Who on me?
Coming now to Valdosta on the 13th.
Who is this?
Hey, Alex. This is Dexter from Daytona.
This is Mo. Take him in the room. Tell him to take him in the room. Where do you want to put him in the room, me? Hey, say what?
This is Mo. Hey, Alex, this is Mo from VA.
This is who from VA? We coming to Maryland this weekend.
Yeah, we'll tell y'all again with that Rick Flair bike.
With what?
Yeah, we'll tell y'all again with that Rick Flair bike.
With what?
The freaking
what
D.
What that done talking?
The D.
Huh? Ooh,
with
a Perry bike. No, Perry ain't going to run up. He done. We'll be in Maryland this weekend. We coming to Rain Dance.
We
and Justin just brought a girl over here wanting a trick, so he right here too. He tell you right here. So hey, so we down for that. Just show your face in the place and come see us. And that's for real.
Okay.
Because we doing some business. Anybody that wants some flair, they can get it.
I want some flair.
Hey,
cuz. I promise the same thing will happen again, cuz.
Okay.
Yo, Alex, I get to run flag again this weekend?
Yeah.
I'll be in North Carolina tomorrow. I'm flying in tomorrow.
Who, Ike?
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
You want to do that same race with Stormtrooper and Ric Flair?
Yeah, but somebody said Dusty wasn't going to make it. You know what I'm saying? I want to run my boy Dusty one more time. That was fun last time.
You ain't going to tell
him. Huh?
Didn't you hear that, didn't you? Hold up. Here you go right here.
And Dusty on there?
Hello?
What's going on, Dusty? It's Ike.
Oh, what's up, man?
Ain't nothing to it. Hey, if you get a chance to make it this weekend, I want to try that race again, me and you done, on Flair and Troop and stuff. It's going to be Sam all fully dressed bike again this time.
All right. We can do that.
Yeah, folks.
All right.
Man, I ain't going to give
people to bike and ride. Man,
I just, you know what? Only thing my damn feeling. You got them faggots like cyclists. Cyclists gonna be at home with a soft ass, looking and watching what we do. Then he gonna put a little tap dancing shoes on and his miniskirt and run.
Yeah, poke his chest out like he tough.
Yeah. Cyclist. Damn clown. All right, hey, for real. All right, let me tell you about racing, man. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. It ain't that damn serious, though.
Hey, Alex, you gotta kind of feel pricing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I just had a newborn last month, too. You know what I'm saying? You gotta feel him a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
This is what I feel like. I had four damn kids. And
we got fresh kids. My old lady done cussed me out four times because I'm flying out tomorrow. I understand his pain. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm
no, that one is
pain,
but Ike, you ain't also been on the damn internet, lock in this, lock in that.
Yeah, come on, I ain't got no bike.
When you talk, you talk to Sam, and Sam don't make you look like a clown. That fool talks and look like a damn clown.
Shut the fuck up. Everybody else would say the same thing. Everybody I've ever watched the race, but if I race or not, they get paid. What the fuck else is it there for? It doesn't matter if I fucking fart. Somebody gonna say something about it.
Man.
Them motherfuckers always got something to say. That shit's ridiculous.
They can get into y'all comments.
Somebody else to talk about, man.
If he don't make it to Maryland, you just get him in Valhalla.
You know what? And I like Chris Moore. Fuck you and Chris Moore. Damn, two damn nobodies.
What the hell you over there?
You
want
some Chris Moore?
Hey,
hold
on. You mad?
Hold on, Alex. Now, Chris Moore is somebody because I beat a somebody. Chris Moore is somebody, but since you say he a nobody, I guess he a nobody now.
Man, what? He ran you? But he been begging for everybody else? Back tires, goddamn man spin twice. He still got to get you the back tire on a third race?
And then he going to have the nerve to call me out.
And then you're a Monjo man to run over there. And you get a 10-inch swing on. Man, really on the 6'8". It's fine, because I like Chris Moore. His mother cool, mate. He's a cool son of a bitch. And I don't hate on his motherfucking game, because
he
used
arrogant.
It, and I was dumb, and we were dumb enough to take them races.
He
fuck
arrogant.
And I ain't mad at him. But if he ever run like a man and run what he bring, he'll be back in the. He'll be sitting back looking at Randy, a fucking faggot. Hey, waiting for a new Kiss concert. Put you some of them goddamn spikes around you, shit, man.
Randy Simmons. Randy
Simmons.
No,
we don't care how much money he got. What he say? And look, for the record, we got old big ragged ass. See, we ain't rich like you. Old big ragged ass. 82 Caprice. I'll peel your damn head off with that Cadillac anytime you want to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll meet you with that. Mm-hmm. Name that price. Don't think you're the only one, man. I mean, we eat out of the garbage can too, but it ain't always full. So what's up, dog? We want you. You can say what you want to. Hey, I done figured out, Randy. You's a biter, but when somebody bite back, you's a runner. What do you think, Cuff?
Yeah, I'm thinking that. Yeah.
You know, he's a post starter. And they got a post whore button. That's what they should do to your ass every time you post. Post whore.
But if you come, look, Alex, y'all pack y'all bags and come October the 13th. If he come down here,
we just might.
I know it ain't that much money, but you got $100 if you come down this way. I know it ain't that much, but I'll pay you $100 to come down here.
Look, I ain't priceless.
I'm coming
no
on the 13th to deliver you a fresh ass whoop. I got another bike coming out that don't nobody even know about. I'm going to tell everybody now. I got a flat slick booster coming just to see you.
Why don't you sit on it?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm scared of them motherfuckers. I don't sit on them.
Yeah, because you ain't got the heart to ride.
No,
But stop trying to kick somebody on somebody.
I got a 5-week-old son, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm trying to be a little grown. I got to stay working for at least till the man can start walking.
Man,
then I'll start
do like me,
them.
Man.
You
ain't,
do like
you
me.
Ain't said nothing. Everybody
right, don't
like
got
me.
You ain't said
nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
why
you like me?
I ain't getting no wish to finish my bike. Think about it. All
right. Yeah, do like me.
Get
6 life insurance policies.
We got 1 minute left, guys.
Yep. Right. Be like me and get sick life insurance policy.
1 minute left. A bunch of damn pussies on this phone.
Hey, but on the real, y'all, I'm out, but priceless.
I tell you what, hold on, one minute. Custom cuts, you get on a street top bike, I'll run you with one. I'm going to stay off of that flat slick with them autos.
Hey, all right.
You pick any street top slider bike you can find with a street tie on it.
Everybody
shake some baby powder on Ike right now and put it in bed.
Hey, I feel you, dog. Hey, but like I told you, the offer stands. You find any street tie, slide a 1,000 in Georgia, somebody let you sit on, I'm going to come with a fully dressed fucking slide of 07 1,000. And I'm going to show you exactly how I can't ride.
I couldn't ride. Look here. Lay on your back and hold your legs up in the air and put baby powder on yourself, all right, and go to bed.
That make me scared that you think about me like that. Now, that made me feel real uncomfortable then.
You know what? You sound like a baby right now.
He feel like to grab his nipples when he's thinking about it.
I mean, that made me feel real uncomfortable then, Jared. I ain't going to lie to you. You shouldn't be pitching me like that.
You sounding like a baby right now. You sounding like a baby. Get on what I sit on. Get on a slide.
Because I don't want to sit on a flat slick bike. I'm a baby. Oh, my God, dog. I'm a street car man. To be completely honest with you, let's run these hand clutch bikes. That's my hustle right there. I've always been a hand clutch rider. I'll show you your left hand garbage.
Okay.
Guys, that's going to be it for tonight. Our time is off. So I guess with that being said, I guess we'll see everybody up in Maryland and Tweak this weekend. All right. That man said we're gonna.
You gentlemen have a great night tonight.
Okay.
You won't see Randy.
Well,